is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is...
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, The Modern Day Medium with Julie. Julie is a natural-born medium and healer working with the light, channeling messages and healing energy from spirit. Using natural healing and mediumship abilities, she has dedicated her life to helping many break through physical, emotional, and mental trauma and grief. Julie offers practical, insightful, and detailed help to help you feel the magic that is being connected to your inner soul. Please welcome Julie back to News for the Soul.
Okay, lines are open, and retrograde, we've made it through the day so far. We had a little trouble connecting here, but let's see if we've got Julie on the line. That would be really helpful. Julie, are you there?
Hello, I'm here. How are you?
Hanging in. How's it going?
Mercury retrograde at its best, yes. I think we are winning. We are definitely winning.
So we got a couple callers holding. We're ready to go. What did you want to say at the beginning here to get us going?
I feel like I just wanted to say, look, the energy of late has been quite chaotic. So I'm going to put that in a really, really lovely way. So I just wanted to kind of let everyone know that just to hang in there. It's not long. All of these eclipse energies and Mercury retrograde is phasing out soon. And then there's some really beautiful, transformative, good luck energy coming through from midweek onwards. So I'm super excited from May 17th for everybody when it comes to, matters of the heart, as well as matters of like career and finance and passions and desires and stuff. So I think we're moving into a really, really good space. I'm not saying that everything's going to be perfect, but I do think that there is going to be a lot of release because people would have gone through some big shifts and changes of late. And I think that we're all coming out on the other end, bigger, brighter, better versions of ourselves. So yes, what I wanted to say, I think we're in a really good space moving forward.
Neat. Alrighty then. On that note, shall we take a call?
Yes, please.
All right, let's do it. 630, you're first. 630, what's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My first name is Dion.
Hi, Dion.
I'm in Wisconsin. Hi, you read for me once before.
Oh, wonderful. Awesome. And how can I help you today? What are we looking at for you?
Do you have any messages from the other side or... Do you want a specific question?
Yeah. If there is an area that you want me to kind of hone in on because that's an issue for you, then we can kind of go straight into that.
You have a lot of issues.
I feel like I want to focus on career then for you. That's what keeps coming up.
Okay,
so
that's
career,
perfect.
Finances.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's what I've been told. They're like, I just focus on career for it because I feel like there's some shifts and changes for you. I keep getting told like I've left something. So I'm not sure if you were leaving a role or a contract or something temporary in order to move into something different. But I feel like that something different that you're meant to move into is still eventuating or formulating, or I feel like I'm just still trying to like work it all out. So whether that is something that you're aware of that you're going to move into, or you're still trying to figure out the finer details of what that actually looks like. But I do think that this month has caused a little bit of upheaval, more so in your emotional state with just how things are either turning out or how they've played out. And it's all around your finances and your work, but also like your dream job or something like that. That's what keeps coming up. But I do think that coming into the later part of May and somewhat early part of June, there's going to be more so like a shift in anything that has been causing you a little bit of grief in the past. So, and I feel like it's interesting, like when I look at your timeline and some of the things that you've learned along the way, I feel like you are now starting to really understand how you don't have control over certain things and that it's in your best interest sometimes just to kind of take a step back and not let it overwhelm you. So that would indicate that, you know, you're probably quite an empathic or an intuitive person as well. Does that all make sense, why that's come through?
Yes.
Yeah. But I do think that there is something a lot more better for you on the horizon if it hasn't already began. It just feels like that's the energy and it is around your career. Your finances will also improve. I feel like they keep showing me as number two. So I want to say it's either in the next 2 weeks or the next 2 months. I don't think necessarily 2 days, but there's something about the number two. Also, number two could represent partnerships. So you might find when it comes to your finances and your career, you might have to either collaborate with someone or there's a partnership or a contract that you're going to go into where it's, you know, there's a lot of, not pressure on you, but there's a lot of responsibility on you with the whatever role or responsibilities are coming your way. So be mindful of that. I think it's going to be quite fruitful for you, but I just want you to be aware. I'm being told, like, I don't know if you've kind of, you're wanting to move into something a little less pressurized or less stressed, because I feel like it has been quite stressful for you for the last, I don't say like 9 to 12 months specifically around finances and career. And yeah, I just keep getting told, like, if you can just like really sit in with what it is that you're wanting, that will help you with your own passions or your other kind of hobbies or side business or something like that. You just need to kind of like take a bit of a breather, because I do think that everything has been quite overwhelming, but you are coming into like a better space. I'm picking up some cards for you in, there's like, I don't know, I picked up a deck here. It's all about like chakras and stuff like that. And yours is about expansion. So I do think your career is going to take a quite expansive route, so to speak, and it sits all in your throat chakra. So that to me means that in this picture, like there's spirit kind of like giving this person information. So I feel like you are being protected. There's an owl. So I feel like to me, owls represent wisdom and so forth. So I definitely feel like wisdom is going to be coming through for you. And then there's like an offer. And this woman feels like she's pregnant and I can see the world in her belly, but she's offering nature, nurturing, connecting to earth to this angelic person in the car that's offering almost like this essence of light. So I feel like it's almost like as if all your worlds are coming together, so like the spirit world, the physical world, and you know, like that emotional world, the things that come from your own soul, everything's coming together to allow you to expand. So I'd be very surprised coming into like June or beginning in June that you don't have some form of positive expansion in your career and your finances. And like I was saying before, at the beginning, that we're all going to be moving into something a little bit more positive, you'd probably benefit from having a look at where Taurus sits in your astrological chart and also where Jupiter sits, because that'll be so where your Taurus sits in your chart, like your actual birth chart, not just Taurus in general, you'll probably find that it will expand a lot in that area. And because of focusing on career and finance for you, I'd be surprised if it's not actually sitting in that space.
It is. And you're dead on, and it is my career. I have applied to work with someone else because, like, in my line of work, I can only do so much before I have to start working with other people. And so I am sort of frustrated that it's taking a minute for me to get that motion, you know, going or whatever. But I'm hopeful too. And I agree with you taking a step back, because I can get in my own way, you know? And so that's what I decided to do, you know? So I'm very, very grateful for that information.
Yeah, and because it sits in the throat and there's expansion, I feel like just make sure that you are voicing the things that matter to you. That's why I'm asking you to take a step back and reflect and just be like, okay, what really matters to me here? What is it I'm really wanting to achieve? Am I just getting overwhelmed? Am I getting in my own way? Is pride getting in the way as well? Because sometimes, you know, we have an idea of what our life should be looking like, especially when we have our own passions and hobbies and projects and we want that to be our career. So just make sure that you're not allowing your own pride, and that's not from a negative aspect, it's just from like, you know, we have our own ideal. So make sure that doesn't get in the way of something fruitful, which will then give you, I guess, that momentum and possibly the boost in your savings and your finances that will allow you to continue to pursue that passion so you don't have to give it up. And I picked out another card from a different deck, like a flower deck, and this one's all about activation, and the number three is what I'm drawn to. And there's like three cogs in the wheel. That's what I keep seeing in this particular card. So I definitely feel like you are in a space where you need to, like I said, take a step and reflect, but also you're needing to push forward as well, but making sure you're coming from the right place in your voice. So allowing your voice to, your true voice. And I remember doing a reading for someone recently, and their life lesson that came up was about making sure that their true voice carries through with momentum. That was their life lesson. And so that's just been brought to my attention. So I feel like for you, there is something in that lesson for yourself to make sure that your true voice carries through with momentum, meaning that you're probably finding that you might be blocking yourself when you're trying to move forward. And when I sit in the throat chakra and when I talk about true voice, that incorporates any form of communication. So your thoughts, your feelings, anything that you write, you speak, you draw, things like that. So just make sure that your true voice is always followed up with its momentum. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'll look into that. Thank you.
Yes. You're very welcome.
Let us know how it goes. Oh, callers are stacking up. Let's go to 914 next. 914, you're live with Julie. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you going?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
I am wonderful, wonderful. What am I looking at for you today, my dear?
In career, please. I was wondering if you see any acting roles coming up for me or any scripts I'll be selling.
Let me have a look, please. So when I focus straight away into your career, for some reason I keep getting told theatre, so I feel like I need to be on stage. So I feel like for you that is going to be an area that will help you in, I feel like when I say like the short term, I feel like there's something about you being either on screen or behind, like, you know, like more like camera work as well. I feel like that's probably where your desire is one day. But they're talking about like theatre seems to be quite big around you, so I feel like you need to be seen. So don't. What I'm trying to say is like don't limit yourself as to the medium or the platform in order to kind of put yourself out there. And I keep getting told like I feel like you are quite talented. Like I don't think you're just like an actor, if that makes sense. Like I feel like you've got a number of different talents. So I keep getting told like she can sing and she can move and she can kind of. And I feel like you're, I don't know if this is true, but they talk about you being a method actor, which means that you can really kind of go into character. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Everything you just said, yes.
Yeah, so I feel like for now, I'd be pushing you more into anything that represents theatre or being on stage is what keeps coming up. And I even feel like your scripts or stuff like that, if you're talking about your scripts being seen, everything is very centered around theatre for some reason. I don't know why. I also feel like there's a little bit of the only reason why film, and when I say film, I'm talking about like camera work and things like that. I feel like the only reason why that may not have picked up so much for you is because it's interesting. They keep saying to me, you haven't yet decided what type of actor you are or what is your niche or where you really want to go. Does that make sense? So I feel like sometimes you get swayed by who you should be or what you should be, that type of stuff. So, and for some reason, I keep getting told about Hugh Jackman. So I don't know if you know who he is. I'm assuming that you might know who he is. But they just keep saying to me, it's like that. Like, you know, he, at the root of him, you know, he is like theatre. But then he's also gone off and done some film that's been really successful. But, you know, at the end of the day, his passion, his kind of his heart is really on stage, right? And that's what they're wanting you to understand, that, you know, your passion, where you like excel the most is on theatre, because I think you do like pressure. I think you do excel when you're when you've got the buzz in the air and the audience is in front of you and, you know, where things can go wrong, but you know that they won't because you've got this and you've got this, a whole team to support you. I feel like that is really what gives you the buzz, but I still see that film is in your timeline in the future. Like I said, the only thing that I guess is kind of like not stopping you, but is your own kind of self-sabotaging, I think, trait is you haven't yet owned who you are as an actor. Like, this is who I am, this is my genre, this is my niche, this is kind of what I'm good at. That doesn't limit me from going out and doing other things that will just complement the core of what it is that I really, what is my message as an actor? Like, what do I want to kind of portray out there? Does that make sense?
Yes, no, absolutely, yes. Yeah, I'm trying to get out of that self-sabotaging behavior. Yeah, and absolutely, I love stage work. Yes, you're so right. Yes.
And I feel like for you, like, the self-sabotaging thing, if I just kind of have a quick look at it, just so you have a bit more of an understanding as to why you're doing it, I am taken more to, like, your earlier years. So I feel like I'm sitting, you know, like 10, 11, 12. So, you know, those years I feel like you already knew that you were going to be an actor. I feel like you already knew that you had talent. So I feel like you had talent from a young age. But I'm also being shown that there is a lot of opposition from authority figures to you. So I feel like along the way you've been confused, but it kind of started in that, you know, the around like 10, 11, 12. So when you were kind of developing into this talent and trying to figure out who you were. And when I say authority figures, this could be like parents, it could be teachers, it could be, you know, people that were mentoring you at that time, like, or giving you advice this, like, the entertainment space. And I feel like everyone's confused you. So your self-sabotaging traits come from an old belief pattern that you have to, in order for you to be successful, you have to do everything. And then that is what kind of causes you a little bit of problems along the way when you go, oh, maybe I'll do this. Or maybe it's almost like as if you're, when you don't own a decision that you've made about this is who I am. So for example, if it's theatre, it's like, okay, at the core, this is what really floats my boat. This gives me fulfillment. This is my passion. This is my purpose, right? The moment you veer off that and be like, oh, maybe I'll try this because like that's not really working out right now. It's like the universe goes, well, okay, well, where are we going with this? What, like what? And so then that's kind of like your own sabotaging ways to not own who you are. I'm not saying you can't try different things, but I think it's how you speak to yourself and the limiting beliefs that you put on yourself that, oh, this isn't working, so maybe this isn't for me. But again, it's an old programming that you got from external voices around you in the early years as you were trying to formulate who am I and what actually brings me fulfillment. And the card I pulled out for you just as I was shuffling, in this chakra deck is acceptance. And funnily enough, it's, I don't know if you've ever done waitressing before just to kind of get by, but in this picture, this lady is a waitress and she's got like a piece of pie off to the side and a full pie that's been cut out, like the piece is being cut out. And she's sitting there and she's just like saying, oh, I can't have, like, in, this is how I'm saying it. Oh, I can't have this because really, you know, I should be focusing on all of this. So her attention is not on the one thing that she really wants and it's and that she has already in front of her, it's everything else that isn't there. Do you know what I mean? And in the picture, there's someone in the background trying to almost like, you know, go, ooh, go over here. Like, look at this, don't look at all of that type of thing. And this in the picture, this woman looks really confused. And because it's the root chakra, this is why it feels like you're not grounded, and that's where that self-sabotaging comes into play. And the root chakra obviously represents career, finances, you know, your divine feminine strength, sexuality, intimacy, all that type of stuff. So, you know, just be open with what you want, what role you want to play, who you want to be, own that. But again, it doesn't mean that you can't branch out. It just means this is who you are at the core, but I'm going to explore other avenues in order to expand how I work and the skill sets that I can get. That's how I'd be looking at things rather than going, oh, I'm not good, maybe I'll try this. It's just changing the narrative in your thought patterns.
Right, right. Wow.
Yeah.
You're amazing. You moved me to tears. Yeah, that's really.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. No. God bless you. That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Okay. You're very, very welcome. And honestly, if I were you, I'd probably look at ways just to either work with a holistic person, or if money's tight, there's lots of obviously stuff on News for the Soul where, there's beautiful meditations that are out there where you can connect back to the root chakra. There's healings. There's lots of the resources out there for you that can help you kind of clear these limiting beliefs that you have of yourself. And the main thing is, as long as you can pinpoint at what age when you sit with yourself, when I said to you around that 10, 11, 12, and you can kind of remember the first person that made you doubt yourself, not necessarily doubt your talent, but doubt what you should be, or kind of put confusing thoughts in your mind. If you can kind of sit with that, you'll probably find that's the turning point where you'll go, yes, I remember it. Because sometimes healing comes the moment you know where the core issue started. And then from that point, everything starts to unravel and you start to see things a lot more clearer in your timeline from past, present, and future. So give that a go.
Yes. Yeah, I think it was my uncle actually telling me that, unless your parents have made it in the arts, then you have no chance. That's what comes to my mind at 10 or 11. Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
So there you go. So look at that, because that has been your block all along. And I'm sure your uncle didn't mean it in a negative way or to set you up to fail. But that has then created trauma in the body, whether it's small or big. And for you, it does feel like it's a bigger traumatic experience, because then it's kind of set you up to be in the back of your mind, I'm not going to make it because my parents aren't in the industry, so what am I doing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's so not true. There are so many talented people out there whose parents are not in the industry. Do you know what I mean? So, I'd probably say there's more people out there who are talented and have made it in the industry who don't have or have never come from a family. Do you know what I mean? I would say it's more percentage, because most of those kids are God, I don't want to do what my parents do. And they don't go in that industry. They do something else.
Yeah.
Change your narrative, because, just because someone says something doesn't mean that it applies to you, and doesn't mean that it's got anything to do with your timeline or what the universe has set for you in order to achieve and what your purpose is. So you let it go.
Well, I can't tell you. I feel a weight has been lifted and fresh energy is coming in.
Good. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. I can feel it in your body. I'm excited.
truly. I can't tell you thank you enough.
You're
seriously.
Very, very welcome. It was lovely talking to you.
Pleasure's all mine. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. So
thank
much
you.
Love and blessings. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine. Keep in touch. Let us know how it's going. All right. Where are we going next? 6-3. Nope, we did that one. 309. Let's go there. 309. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Julie from Illinois.
Hi, Julie.
Oh, hey, Julie. How you going?
Pretty good.
That's good. And what can I look at for you today?
My question is if I will find homes for the cats my friend left behind when she passed away.
Okay. Hang on a moment. Let's have a look, please. Alrighty. There is a little bit of an echo. I'm not sure if I'm on loudspeaker or not, I can hear the playbacking happening. That's okay.
Is that better?
Let me just have a look. That takes better. Thank you so much. Okay. I feel like I need to say two. So I feel like two are definitely, how many cats are there? Because I feel like I want to say two either have got a home already, or there's two that are definitely going to grab a home. But then I feel like there's another one or something. I just feel like it's more than just two. Why do I feel like there's more than two?
My friend originally had 28 cats, 17 on the inside and 11 on the outside. I have 7 left. One just passed away couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh, so I have five that were outside cats and three that were inside cats. And they're in separate areas.
Okay. And so but one has passed over, or you still have the seven left, the five and the three?
I have five, I guess, sorry, I have four on the porch.
Yep. Okay. So four on the porch and three inside. Yeah?
Right.
Okay. All righty.
Have my own cat, or if she would, her and the dogs would be open to having any of them stay.
Okay.
I don't know if you can read animals or not.
I definitely can. I keep getting told, like, two are definitely going to go sooner rather than later. So I feel like there's just been, like, you've done quite an amazing job to rehome most of them. I still think you're going to keep some, just so you're aware. I don't want to kind of, like, whether you're aware of it or not, I do think some are attached already to you or to the home. And I feel like there's one that's inside that I feel like is going to stay. It seems like there's an older one that I feel like doesn't want to leave you for some reason out of the inside cats. So that keeps, like, I feel like you're going to keep one of them. So I feel like your animals that are yours, they, funnily enough, all the cats that were there, they didn't like it, right? I'm not going to lie. They were just like, what the hell is going on? I feel like there's a little bit of anxiety with your animals. But
right.
Now that there's less, there's definitely one that's going to stay with you. I keep being told. And these two, like, these are the inside cats. The other two that are inside, I feel like they will definitely find homes sooner rather than later. And I keep getting told, like, June seems to be the month that a lot of your issues to do with this situation is going to resolve itself. So by the time we get to the mid or to the end of June, the animals that you're left with are yours, and everything that needed to go is gone, if that makes sense. So all the rest of the animals have found homes, or like you said, they've crossed over and things like that. The ones that are outside, I feel like, look, they stay because you feed them as well.
They're on the porch. They're not. They used to be outside.
Yeah. So
it's a closed-in heated porch.
Like
it's
not. Yeah. So for them, they're just like, well, I want to stay here because she feeds us. This is really comfortable, right? That's what I keep saying. That's what those four keep saying. Let's have a look. But they will also find homes, I keep getting told. So you will end up finding homes for, what's that, for six of them, right? And definitely by the month of June, by the end of the month of June, it does feel like you will have rehomed them. I also keep getting told, have you thought about taking them to a shelter that you know won't dispose of them, but you know that they will definitely rehome them for you? Because I keep getting told, like, I feel like there's some that may very well go to a place where there's more exposure for them to find the right home.
I had tried that early on when I had so many and they were not social, so they were not very helpful. So, but I hadn't thought about it now that they've gotten to be a lot more social. So,
yeah, I just keep getting told, like, I feel like you might rehome too. I feel like you might keep one, but then they keep saying to me, I feel like I'm taking a small amount to a shelter, and that shelter will be able to expose them to more families and find the right families for them. So I can appreciate why 20-something, there's no way a shelter would have been like, oh, my God, they would have been, yes, 100%. But now I feel like because all the cats, like I said, they seem to love you. They seem to, you know, enjoy being with you. So there's no issues with that. And your animals have calmed down a little bit. And there's one that they do want to keep is what I'm being shown. But I do think that I feel like maybe the outside ones may have to go to a shelter for you. Because they keep saying to me, like, I feel like I'm taking them to a shelter that is, like, loving and caring and will allow them to have more exposure to find their own home.
Okay.
But you've done an amazing job with, like, rehoming them, but also taking care of them for such a long time.
Yeah, well, my big stressor is a year ago, the last two I rehomed. The people claim that they mysteriously disappeared from their apartment, and they had no idea how they got out, but they didn't even contact me, and they never tried to look for them. So, I have a big fear of trying to find them homes.
Yeah, I understand. And look, I honestly, like, I feel like I said, there's definitely one that you're going to keep. But, you know, the choice will be up to you when you're wanting to kind of take them to the shelter. But the month of June seems a lot more easier for you and a lot more prosperous for you to allow these animals to find the right home, right, for them moving forward.
Okay.
Yeah. The other two, the ones that ran away, just so you know, I do think that they were picked up I feel like they were picked up by either a shelter or I just keep seeing like people picking them up. So I feel like they're fine. I don't think that they've crossed over. I don't feel like any harm came to them. I actually feel like they're in loving homes themselves. So you don't have to worry about what happened to the two that
Can I ask you one more thing real quick?
Yeah.
I did also have one of my own cats one day in the middle of all this. I accidentally held the door open too long. My dog chased her around the yard, and she never came back.
Okay, let's have a look. What's her name?
Marie.
Okay, let's have a look. Okay, so Marie is still alive, so you don't have to worry about that. But I can see that she has taken shelter in another home. And the only reason she hasn't come back is just the anxiety of, like, everything, like the chaos during that time. Does that make sense? So it's not because she doesn't love you or anything like that. There was just where she's gone to. I feel like she might be the only cat there or the only animal. And I feel like it's an elderly, like they're older people. So
I just want her to be okay.
Yeah, honestly, she's totally okay. She hasn't crossed over. I can't see her on the other side. I keep getting told she's with like an older couple or an elderly couple. They've taken her in, and it just feels like she didn't want to come back to a bit of the chaos that was going on. But
the other cats weren't here yet, but I can understand it because, you know, being petrified of a dog, the dog thought she came out to play, and he chased her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's like for her that was too chaotic. She'll probably find that Marie was a cat that could get not necessarily easily anxious, but just wanted her own space and just didn't want necessarily too much energy around her. Like I said, and where she's gone, she's the only animal, the only cat there.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome. Very, very welcome. And just please know that your friend is so happy at everything that you've done. She's actually really apologetic. And now on the other side, she's realized that as much as she loved all those cats, she doesn't feel that it was in the cat's best interest to have them all the way she did, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she loved them.
It definitely
does. Like, oh, yeah, looking back, she's like, it was actually to the animal's detriment, and that's kind of, she's learning through kind of what you're going through and what she's left behind, that, you know, if she had to do it all again, she would not have done that. But I think it was just in her nature, she was quite lonely, and she just wanted to help where she could.
Yeah, that's her, that's Barbie.
Yeah, yeah, and she was a little bit of a hoarder as well. Like, you know, she's kind of kept everything. She did try, but now looking back, she's realized, oh God, I shouldn't have done that. Like, yeah, it wasn't necessarily in the best interest of all the animals per se, even though it brought her so much joy to know that she was like helping an animal and loving them. But yeah,
right. Well, thank you for that so much.
You're very, very welcome. Very, very welcome. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks, you too.
Went away and I was on mute. Hi, I'm back. So I was saying,
okay.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. Keep in touch. And then I was also saying... then as I was listening to that amazing reading, you know, to think that people could just let cats out a door and not even look for them, it's just mystifying. Like, I literally don't understand how their brain's working. But look at the wisdom of the animals that knew there was a better place when they had to hightail it out of there, you know?
Exactly. And you know, sometimes I think about it, like, as the universe has gone, it's like the universe has gone, quick, like, here's the door, go out, we'll lead you to the right place. And I think that that's what's really happened here, that the 100%. Yeah, exactly.
And it really takes that sting out of the, you know, the worry and the grief, and, you know, you can just feel what she was going through around it, which I totally understand. And but it really
100%.
Helps to understand that, right?
And this is being like, you know, because animals, you know, they can't really, like, talk to us the way humans do. And so there is still so much, like, you know, love for them. And, you know, as you know, we both, like, rescue animals and stuff like that. So, yeah, it breaks my heart when you hear or know of an animal that's, like, either gone through suffering or pain. And so, yeah, to bring that closure, it's amazing.
Yeah, my dog that I have now is a rescue, and she went through horrible trauma. I think she's still got, like, you know, I've had her for 7 years, but no one else can touch her. They'll lose an arm or something, but she's just glued to my side. If I pick her up a certain way, she still yelps in pain. There's something going on in there. So, you know, I mean, it's amazing what they endure. But she's still the most loving little thing.
Oh, yes.
Anyway,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to the next caller. 845. Let's go there. 845. Who we got there? What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? 845. Yellow. Oh, boy. Retrograde's so awesome, isn't it? Oh, I just love it. Hey, we're almost through it. We've almost made it. Let's go to one of the all ones. One of you is now live.
Okay.
Ta-da. Are you there?
Well, you know, I love to be alive.
Yay! It's opulent. Long-time caller and awesome person in general.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, beautiful. How are you?
I am beautiful. Thank you for that.
Good.
How
You're
are
very
you?
Welcome. I am absolutely wonderful. I cannot complain.
That's wise. I have a multifaceted question, and if it suits you, I would appreciate it. If not, you can choose which direction you wish to go in.
Can you give me a multifaceted question?
I would love to hear from an or some exalted ancestors, and I would also love to hear what I have laid out for myself, and what the first mother has laid out for me, as I move into my 75th year. Even saying that is like, okay, really? You're here. So I leave that with you. Ooh.
Okay, let's have a look. Let's go with your 75th year. Like, so in other words, you're wanting to know, like, what are the messages for you for your 75th year? Like, what's the main thing?
Yes, I'll go with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then obviously we'll look at the ancestor. So when you say exalted ancestor, do you mean like an ancestor that has been, like, pushed to the side? Or are you just hoping for any ancestor that's come through?
No, I don't want just any. Exalted.
Okay.
Exalted, I meant that who has risen.
Okay, awesome. That's easy for me to kind of, I was like, what does she mean by that? Okay, so, all right, let's have a look at your 75th year in relation to kind of, so it's to do with your work, all right? So it's your spiritual work. That's what keeps coming up straight away. So when I look at what's coming up for the 70, and like they talk about workshops as well. So you creating workshops, in alignment with the next phase of your career, the next phase of your life, your spirituality, your evolution. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
Okay, cool. And it does feel like this is in alignment with, like, oh, okay, so mother birth is what keeps coming up, right? I don't know why I want to say, like, mothership for some reason. So I feel like you are either creating, like, a container or a ship or something like that. You know, for example, that's kind of like the metaphor they're using. And it's about, like, when this mothership kind of takes off, which is really around that 75th birthday, kind of these workshops or these things that you're wanting to bring to the community in your work, they're saying to you, it's almost like as if it takes flight and actually takes people to either a different realm or a different dimension or a different planet. That's kind of like the symbology that I'm getting. So you are creating like the mothership, or you've created the mothership, and then this is going to allow people to step on that journey with you to the next realm. So it feels like whatever these workshops that you are creating, and the reason I'm using these types of terminology is they're saying to me that whatever journey that you are taking people on here in the physical world, allow them to transport their energy or their awareness to a different realm that is not necessarily of the norm in the spiritual conscious world. Does that make sense?
Sounds like me.
Yeah. So you know how we know, like, you know, when we read books on spirituality, we know, like, the commercialized spirituality, we know the healing side, we know, like, when people talk about ancient Egypt and the ruins and, you know, the star seeds and da-da-da. I feel like you're taking them to another element that we've not yet heard of. That's how they're saying it to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you're not tapping into something that is known. You're tapping into something that is new, you're going to take people on this journey who are either connected to that particular realm or have a connection to this realm or just wanting to learn more about it. And even though you're moving into your 70th year, you actually still have quite a long life ahead of you. There's still things that you need to do. And for some reason, I keep getting, like, shown, like, books. So when I get that, it means that either whatever you are doing, there is going to be a legacy left behind with what you are tapping into, or you may very well find yourself writing books, doing something of that nature, but there's definitely something for you that's going to see you kind of pioneer or create a different opportunity for people to explore different realms. So there is a legacy that you'll leave behind with the work that you are embarking on in this next phase of your life and your career.
Beautiful. The mothership.
Okay, so the mothership. Yes, that's what they
said. It's correct. That's a correct terminology. Yes,
mm-hmm.
We are rebirthing. We will be launching very soon.
I love that, launching.
And the writing, it's time. Mm-hmm. Now is the time for all.
Now is the time. Well, yes, that is true.
Come forward and... The intriguing is the new direction that I am opening up for myself and for others. Any more insight on that would be very much appreciated.
Okay, and I think this is where, because as you were talking, I was being told to, like, look at the ancestors, so I feel like that's really where this new direction or this kind of like element is coming from. So let me have a look at the ancestry for you. I definitely feel like it's an underworld like goddess. I feel like there's an ancestor for you that's kind of like the underworld goddess that's kind of rising. So I feel like it's very, and when I say underworld, I don't mean like negative or shadow aspect. I'm just talking about from a different realm. So I feel like sometimes we tap too much into just what we classify as like, ooh, the good stuff. Like, you know, people talk about angels and ascended masters, and they don't kind of really allow to go to the depths of kind of like those really deep ancestors, those really deep kind of goddesses that, you know, even though, like, for example, like, you've got, like, the goddess, like, Kali, who everyone's like, oh, my God, I don't want to work with her because, like, you know, she's the goddess of, like, destruction, but through destruction comes rebirth, transformation, and she's a very, very powerful energy. So for you, there is an ancestor that comes through that's tapping in through that underworld element, you know, that's very powerful, very, very strong. So let me kind of have a look at to what is going on here with that particular energy. If I can give you some hints as to who that is. I feel like it is someone that's known, though. Like, so if you did some further research, I think it is a goddess that is quite known. And I keep seeing, like, the letter T for some reason. So something about T either is in their name, or it starts with the letter T, and I'll see a goddess of the T. Alrighty. And it's very much about heart-centered stuff. So this particular energy or this particular goddess is all about healing the heart. And again, it's talking about, like, shifting your perception as to what maybe you thought you should be doing or what type of, like, dimension or realm you should be tapping into. And because it's the heart, they also keep talking about, like, there's an element of, like, recovery. So this might take a lot of your energy, so just be mindful of that. Or you might have also been recovering from or taking, like, a sabbatical, so to speak, like a period of pause with your work as you've been trying to dig deep into what all of this actually is, if that makes sense. Okay, what else keeps coming up for you with these people? And I definitely feel like the realm that you're tapping into, I keep seeing a lot of women that's very, very kind of nurturing, that strong mother energy, which makes sense if they talked about, like, the mothership and having to travel somewhere. And I keep seeing, like, a lot of fruit, like a lot of berries around. So there's something about fruit, berries, so that, you know, and all these words will have meaning, like if you kind of looked at the spiritual meaning of all of these elements. But this particular ancestor, like I said, is very, very quite old, has been around for, I feel like, millions of years. And I feel like if you sit with her, you'll probably find that there are some similarities within you and within them. Okay. What else am I getting for you? But I also feel like, have you been working with your shadow side or your underworld, or really tapping into your abilities of late for this ancestor to come through?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Okay. Is there anyone that you particularly have been, like, looking or working with?
In terms of my direct lineage, well, that takes me back all the way to the first mother. So that opens up all the possibilities are available to me in terms of lineage. I am a devotee of the first mother, who I embrace her presence. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like I want to talk about, like, yeah, okay, because it's like the underworld, it's like the dark goddesses, but it's not like negative stuff. Does that make sense? It's not like the bad elements. It's really getting people to kind of go dig deep in their psyche, dig deep in kind of, you know, really unlocking the parts of themselves. And the letter T is really significant around this particular goddess. So I would probably have a look at, you know, some of the goddess of shadows, like, names and things like that. Like, I know it's very ancient, and I keep getting told it's like this rebirth and stuff like that. Does, like, the goddess Santos mean anything to you, which is the goddess of death, which obviously death represents rebirth, transformation?
How do you spell that? And Kali, me and Kali are all right. Kali's all right with me. And Sekhmet.
Yeah.
And yes. Durga, these are my chosen companions, the goddess vibration and the ancients of the ancient ones, going back to the first mother, you know, that's me.
Yes.
So you got me, and you touched my heart, as the others have said. I mean, you are deep in terms of being deep, going deep into the depth of truth. And that's, you're welcome. I thank you. Truth is her name. Truth is her name. And to touch the truth, to take them on the truth of who they are, that's what I'm doing with myself. And it's opening up to that, you know, welcoming in the possibilities. And that's That's the first mother again, the ancient one, the one who gives access to everything. She is the key, the portal for me for all eternity and to stay. So, yeah, I've been working on myself. I am blessed to have had this journey with you. I thank you, Nicole, for having her here. My heart is light as feather. Truth is her name.
I love it. And if you wanted to spell Thanatos, it's Thanatos. It's in Greek mythology. Yeah, so Thanatos. That's who I've been drawn to. And that's the goddess of death. So, you know, sometimes whether it's male or female, it doesn't really matter. Everyone's going to depict it differently. But that's what keeps coming up. So I feel like that is someone that is working with you at the moment for the new way forward for you in your business, in your own personal transformation, which means that there are massive shifts coming for you for the goddess of death to come through. Because again, it's transformation, it's change, and there's beauty. So who you are today will be very different to who you are in that next phase. I think you'll definitely go to another realm for sure.
Wow. I am open for that. I am calling for that. Transformation, rebirth, exaltation, and thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome.
This is beautiful. Thank you. I am very grateful.
Well, keep us in the loop, Opulence. That sounds rather epic.
Do Nicole Marie for everything.
And Kelly is cool beans. If you're a woman on a mission in alignment, she's a good pal. A good pal to have.
She's a powerhouse. That's true.
Yeah.
And on that note, oh my gosh, it's 2 minutes to the top. Okay, we got it. Sorry to the other callers. We did our best, but, you know, to get on and call in next time. Julie, we've got to do shameless self-promotion. What have you got for us?
What have I got for us? So, yeah, so if anyone would like to work with me and go deeper into, the different facets of their life, so they can head over to either my website, which is www.moderndaymedium.com.au, and you can book in the link. So I offer one-on-one sessions for people. Some of it is in a healing element, where we kind of use a little bit of hypnosis to kind of get people into a really nice deep trance, and then I can kind of shift energies and change timelines and alter past lives and so forth. Or if you're wanting to, like I said, have that reading with me where, you know, you might present your with a particular area or an issue or, you know, space in your life that you want me to look at, but then I'm going to go into it quite deeply, and I call those the life lessons, because I think it's important that people understand what is actually going on here, where has the root cause started from, understanding what it is that you're meant to learn from this in order to then create your own reality moving forward. So like I said, yeah, my website, or you can head over to Instagram, which is at modern.day.medium, where I do lots of free messages, live readings. I've got my podcast, The Divine Masterpiece, where I'm, you know, really showcasing how these life lessons, or these life lesson readings, so to speak, how going deep can definitely help people transform in a way that's beyond just a normal mediumship reading. So that is all on my Instagram page and my podcast, The Divine Masterpiece, which is on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and other wonderful podcast platforms. And that is me.
Woo! And we did it.
We did it.
What? 30 seconds to getting cut off on the board. Julie, it was great to connect with you, and great show today. Really
Thank
interesting
you.
Readings.
Awesome.
And we will talk to you next time.
Amazing.
We've got Julie all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. I have just survived 7 straight hours of open line shows in retrograde, and I've earned myself an adult beverage and a nap. That's it for today. And we'll see
Thank
you next
you,
time.
Bye.
All right. Newsforthesoul.com. That's where you go. And we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.